Okay, well, my name is Jar. I go to Ramapo. I'm a junior. I'm an IT major, and I'm doing this for class about interviewing future leaders. And I'm interviewing Ryan Dooner. Dooner, right?
Yes,
I think it's correct.
correct.
Perfect.
Hello, yes.
Got it. And then for somebody else was like, just couldn't handle it. And I guess, honestly, like you said, it depends on the person and the work environment.
I agree.
How do you think you can be a better leader, like you yourself personally?
I think I just need to I need to learn more. I think I I need to just I need to, if I want to be able to lead in something, I think I need to be 100% knowing of that subject. Basically a master, if you will, or someone that's an expert in it. I mean, I just think it's kind of hard to be a leader if you don't know everything about the thing you're leading about. I know that sounds pretty general, but I mean, if we're just talking in a general sense, I mean, I guess I could just I think I could try just harder and what I do, harder working, try to be harder working, and which really, like, I you really shouldn't, like, most leaders don't. I mean, I guess most leaders say that they can work harder, but it's yeah, I definitely am not at where I want to be at this exact moment. I definitely think there is some improvement, especially in yeah, I guess in whatever, wherever I go in that subject.
Oh, do you think you should you should have like a general knowledge of everything, or you want to like master everything? So it's like do you want to be like a jack of all trades and master at none, or do you want to just focus on like one main department or focus or topic and then become like a leader of that team?
It's a great question. I yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely would want to have a business one day, but I need the finances to do that. And to do that, I'm gonna have to go to school and try to, I guess, be a leader in whatever field I'm in there, which, I mean, I guess anyone could be a leader in a sense. I mean, I think the leader is supposed to be doing the right thing. So if you're doing the right thing, you will be a leader. I know that sounds that's yeah, I don't know if that really makes sense, but yeah.
No, it makes sense because you want to be a leader, and you also seem to have that drive where like, yeah, you're right. Anybody can be a leader. But do people want to be a leader? Want to put in that work? Do they want to put in the effort, the time, the it's I mean it's like time itself, like it's like the time to learn like how to lead, how to improve yourself. Remember, people aren't great with like critique, I would say. Especially like in a leadership role. So I would say that too, like, how would you handle critiques, you know, as you're learning to
Yeah, you
become a
need to
better
handle
leader?
criticism as a leader. You have to.
Yeah,
After
so like,
you, yeah, whether you change or adapt or you don't take the criticism seriously, but it's really up to you at that point whether it's going to make you better or not.
okay, yeah, well, no, that's a really good point. And the fact that you said you'll take it, which is great, because I feel like a lot of people really can't. I've just seen people either completely like become very defensive, or you shut down, like they just don't want to take it or hear it.
I think
But
there
you're open
also is
to
a way
everything.
of giving criticism too. I mean, so I
Oh.
definitely understand people that might get offended, but I try not to, unless, I mean, unless it's I mean, unless they're being kind of offensive, but I try not to take criticism. Well, I shouldn't say that. I do take criticism to heart sometimes, because I mean, if the criticism is like really important and it's like and it's something you know you have to work on, then I mean, it's kind of how can you not take it to heart that way? But it's not like I would be mad because they were saying something wrong. I mean, I would, but in that instance, I couldn't be, I guess.
Okay, so it has to be like if it like scratches your ego or not.
If it matches my ego, you said?
No, if it scratches your ego, like if it like hits your ego, if
I
it
guess,
like,
yeah, but I mean
yeah.
if it's something that's true, I mean I it's kind of hard not to like acknowledge it, even if it is like an ego scratcher, so to speak.
Okay, so if it stings, it's gonna sting, if it's true.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like that.
All right.
Yeah.
And my last question would be, what would you tell like anybody that's trying, what would you tell, what would you say to any future leader?
What would I say to any future leader? I guess be mindful of your of the people that work under you, the people that work for you. And you have to lead. I mean, I think the best way to lead is by example. And also you need to be a leader, I think, needs to be willing to do the hard things when no one else can. Yeah,
Okay, so
that would
like,
be my advice for them.
well, no, that's actually pretty good advice. The fact that you want to lead by example, I think it's a good thing to just even like repeat in your head because you do. I think it is true. I think a leader should lead by example, and it also shows. It also shows who what type of leader you'll be, which it seems like you'd be a pretty good leader in the sense of what you're saying. So, I think you'd effectively would lead a team better.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh no, you're welcome. And yeah, no, I think you spoke on some very well on most of the topics.
Thank you.
Yep, and again, thank you, Ryan, for letting me interview you and for letting me ask you these questions.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye, Jar.
All right, bye.